Google is going to take you to 17 different blogs where you have to first read the person's life story to get to the recipe. And then you have to determine if it actually meets the criteria, where AI is like, I got you.
I don't want to see who had the best SEO or who happened to title the recipe this way. I just genuinely want a more accurate answer, not even the 10 places where I might be able to find the answer. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. It feels like every other day I'm finding a new way that AI is just disrupting the foundations of our world. I don't know if that's your experience, Tyler, but it's definitely been true for me.
It is absolutely. It's permeating everything where it used to be like a novelty. It's now expected everywhere.
It's expected. And then I don't know why I'm still shocked. Like, I want to talk through one that was like recently announced. Maybe people saw it, maybe they didn't. But I think it's a sign of more to come. I also feel the need to disclosure. If you're watching the video, let me know if this is distracting or not distracting. If you're on the audio, you probably notice nothing's different. If you're on the video, I'm doing I'm walking. I'm at my walking treadmill and I've been trying to put in the steps every second I can. And I usually stop walking during the show, but I was like, maybe people don't mind. Let me know in the comments if you're watching video. Would you mind if I kept on walking?
Or if you would just prefer him to be golfing all the time. So golf,
you know, golf,
walk, or standing still. Those are the three choices.
Yeah. You've got options. I'd love to hear any feedback there. But let's talk. In the world of this has to do with WordPress. So backstory, been in WordPress was kind of like the first, that was like my gateway drug into digital marketing. Didn't even take me to digital marketing, but just the digital world. Building websites online. I guess pre that would be, it literally was like middle school programming and it was just Java. But, you know, quickly go to HTML, CSS. And then in terms of content management systems, WordPress, even in, this was like 2010, maybe 2009, where I was like, this kind of was a standout, even in what felt like to me in hindsight now the early days. And so WordPress just announced, well, it's not WordPress. Atlassian is the company that owns WordPress.com. WordPress.org is the open source version of the content management system we all know and love as WordPress. It powers, I think, 60% of the internet now. It's insane how much of the internet runs on WordPress. It is by far the category king, and them as a company has stood out because they have incredible ratios in terms of revenue, profits, and the number of employees. Very small team, incredible impact on the world. But what's interesting is they announced a partnership with Perplexity. Perplexity, if you're not familiar, is an AI search engine. Basically, they leverage all of the models that are out there. So people come out with like, oh, I've got OpenAI, and I've got Gemini, and I've got Cloud, and I've got Llama 3. And they're like, great, let's put that into the space and just be better at search. And I don't think this is mass market yet, but you see search engines are already shifting to trying to adapt to the adoption of AI and the way that it's now shaping how we search. I'll give you a quick anecdote. Is maybe the first time that I can recall, I had an experience where I went to Google first, and it wasn't giving me what I wanted. So then I went to ChatGPT. And I think we're going to see more and more of this because it was actually how I was searching. I had a very specific question. It was like, and I wanted to take the exact details of my circumstance and I put them into Google. I literally was like, here's my exact specific question. Not a category of a question. It's like exact numbers. And I put it exactly into Google and its output, like one time it's like, we don't have any results for you. And then I like tried to manipulate a little bit more. And then I was like, what am I even doing? And so I went to ChatGPT, gave it, and it gave it to me right away.
I feel like that's such a good example of the difference between algorithm and AI, right? An algorithm is going to read your prompt and just see what already exists, where the AI is going to say, based on all of the things that already exist and what you're giving me, and there's that artificial intelligence that creates something new as a new output. So that's a really interesting example.
It bridges the gap. And so if you've been using ChatGPT or these kind of like prompt-based AI engines, I think if you look and see, you might catch yourself interacting a little bit differently. And I've seen like this is, like I've used the mobile app. Mostly it has to do with like for me, it's like food or kitchen. I had a story maybe I shared before on the show where my wife, it's not common in the home that like I get to direct what's going to be for dinner. I'm like, I'll literally eat everything. And I say I'll eat everything. Sometimes she'll be like, oh yeah, anything. It's like, but not the nine options you came up with. And I'm like, okay, just tell me what to do. And so we have like a cycled menu. Like we just know every week we got a different menu we're running through. We just roll through every 4 weeks, which she built and it's great. And I can run the game plan. There was some day came up, we didn't have the ingredients, we're going off menu. And she's like, do whatever, make it kid friendly kind of a thing. And what I do, I went to ChatGPT, gave it the ingredients I had and it helped me win. Usually I don't win. It helps me win. And like from a search perspective, you're saying like, here's the food I have. I need to make a recipe that takes less this amount of time and would be kid friendly. And it walked me, like, it made me a winner.
Google is going to take you to 17 different blogs where you have to first read the person's life story to get to the recipe. And then you have to determine if it actually meets the criteria, where AI is like, I got you.
That's it. That's exactly right. And so the more and more we're influenced by this, I think it's going to shape how we search, our expectations of search, because now you're like, it's kind of frustrating. I don't want to see, well, in some situations, I don't want to see who had the best SEO or who happened to title the recipe this way. Like, I just genuinely want a more accurate answer, not even the 10 places where I might be able to find the answer, if that makes sense. And so it goes from, you know, best high protein dessert or best high protein ninja recipe to being like, hey, here's the ingredients that I have. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. And I can be specific, like, here's the macros that I want it to be. And here's the calories I want it under. What are my options? And that kind of specificity AI does very well with. So getting back to Perplexity, that's where it's living. And so Perplexity is like, hey, AI search engine, it's that kind of thing. It's a combination of like, here are the resources. And also here's the answer you want. You don't have to go to the resources, but I'll still reference the resources. They've now struck a partnership. Imagine this, 5% of the internet run by WordPress, and they are now blending and merging and whatever, we don't know the full extent of it, partnering with Perplexity in terms of changing the way that people search. And then I also think, here's the cycle, it's going to be changing the way that content is created. I do not quite understand or know what the output will be, but I think this is going to significantly change, just like we're going to see a dramatic shift in the ecosystem, because there is like things that maybe had value in the past are not going to have value. Like, I feel bad. There are lots of folks that come up with creative new recipes and they try to drive, like, they come up with a recipe, they drive traffic to the blog, they run ads on the blog. If someone clicks or just by the impression, that's how they make their money. That's how they create value in the marketplace. If it shifts to a place where now it's like, if you aggregate an audience, it's not based on your content anymore, because the content, the ability to deliver answers or deliver unique content or proprietary content is now passed over to AI. And if that's now a preferred way to interact, a preferred way to search, I think it's going to really shape it in terms of, we think about from an SEO perspective, is it going to be less about the content and more about like feeding the content? Is there a possibility where it's like, as you actually pioneer concepts, information, maybe there's a way to monetize that, like AI is using that. So there's like that side of it is like, are they going to find an ecosystem kind of like what YouTube does, where there's a network effect? The more people that contribute to YouTube, the more valuable YouTube is. What does YouTube do? They give money to the creators. They want to incentivize the action that creates value in the platform. Is WordPress and Perplexity going to do this? Saying, you know, AI is as good as the information that is given to it. So if, like, right now I might go there and say, I think I've done this, is like, hey, give me an example of this, you know, or it's like, how would, you know, Simon Sinek approach this problem? This is one of my favorite authors. And so I love using that prompt style, because AI has got blog summaries. I don't even know if it has the full transcript of the book, but it has a lot of referenceable information to answer as if Simon Sinek was addressing the problem. And so if that's how I enjoy searching now, is there a way to connect the value to Simon Sinek? Because if the actual innovators, if the thought leaders, if the people who are creating the recipes no longer create the content, AI is kind of limited and into identifying models that exist, but true innovation comes from breaking the model. So hopefully this is not too heady for our show today, but WordPress pairing up with Perplexity, which is a lead aggregator of AI models in a search intended space, looking at, like, their goal would be to disrupt Google. Their goal is to replace Google as a search engine. So now you don't go, hey, I'm going to Google. You say, I'm going to Perplexity. I'm going to search it this way. And categorically, they're just advocating for, like, search via AI. The interesting thing in all of this is you see people like Google, they're trying. They are really trying. They'll try and do like AI generated results in the top there. I think they're behind.
You see Meta doing it too, where people are searching and they're used. But here's where it gets really complicated. If you just introduce it to someone who's expecting the old tool, it actually doesn't always work. So finding the way they're going to integrate it in a way where people are, it's what they expect or it's what they're hoping for, or they're actually just so pleasantly surprised at the results that they're okay with the, with that it wasn't what they were expected. So it'll be interesting to see how they actually implement it and, you know, distribute it.
This is what's going through my mind. Recent news is kind of like a fresh topic here for us in the SEO space. We want to know, like, is this changing any behaviors? It's not. We are still actively trying to lead with content. I will say over the last year, do we use AI assisted content creation? We absolutely do. So some folks might say that's lazy, it's not good. I do know, like, I had a conversation with like an agency that just focus on SEO. This is all they do. And part of their value prop is they don't use AI at all. And I'm like, kudos. Like, no doubt there's value there. That's like the person who's like, I do, you know, metal manufacturing all by hand. I'm like, there's value there. But I'm going to be honest, the people have bigger income and bigger impact, like, they're using factories. Like, they're doing factory produced and they're trying to elevate the quality to get as close as they can to your hand produced stuff. But it will always not be handmade. Or in the same way, you could look like, it will always not be handmade in the USA or whatever, like, that standout space is going to be. But for us personally, we're looking for that sweet spot where you have hot, you know, continue to increase the quality. But also the predictable repeatability, because that's what we've seen in things that are entirely done by humans. There's a natural fragility to it. It's just, you know, we're fragile as humans. And if you look at your other business in other ways, I'd guarantee you things like email or things like, you know, watching this video now are processes that are doing things that used to be only done by humans. Transferring the message, you know, you're not only using the postal service that's hand, you know, literally hand collected, hand delivered, driven in a truck by a human. So we've been open with a new form of leverage there. And it's just interesting to see how do you prevent too much of an echo chamber from occurring. And that's kind of like the risk with AI. And that's where I think my pulse check on this big move here is, if I was Atlassian, I'm seeing, is there an opportunity now to monetize the content creator, the thought leader, in the same way that Google's done with YouTube, but now doing in the blogging space, where, like, just imagine if you could make if your full-time income wasn't just the ads. Once again, it's not Google. How do I describe Google? I don't monetize based on having ad popping up all over on my blog. I monetize it by my content being used to give AI better answers. And the more that AI uses my content, the more that I make money. I think it'd be a really interesting space to, what gets rewarded gets repeated, create an incentivization structure where people now would, instead of publishing books, publish WordPress blogs. And they're still thinking, like, you, like, in the blogging space, you've got actors like Medium there that are owning their own, you know, like, they're taking a foothold in terms of the blogging, the high-end content kind of a thing. And I think WordPress is thinking long-term, how do they solidify, like, not only their infrastructure, but also the ecosystem of high caliber content. And I think this would be a really, really interesting play.
Absolutely. All right. Well, make sure you're following Matt on Instagram so you can potentially win one of these walking treadmills. But
if you don't know, Instagram, I actually am pretty active in stories. If you follow me on Instagram, checking my stories, I give you more behind the scenes. And I do like to do little treadmill giveaways. So if you want a free treadmill, follow me over there, watch the stories, and you'll see it hop and pop up more often than not. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out ProfitMoreWorkLess.com to learn how we create high-margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.